Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about Alaska Business Week is Sheila Finkenbinder. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Well, I know we've had you here before talking about Alaska Business Week, mm-hmm. and you were a company advisor. That sounds
That's
so
correct.
Formal. Rather, it's a little more formal than camp counselor.
It's a bit more of a job. Yeah.
Maybe you can tell us just a little general overview of Alaska Business Week and recruiting kids, and then this very formal role of company advisor.
Okay. Well, Alaska Business Week is it's a summer camp, but I liken it impact-wise to certainly the one that people know here, the fine arts camp. That it really can just be so exciting that it could change your life. Also a lot like Boys and Girls State, which we've talked about. Some people really know. If they do know of Boys and Girls State, so the moms and dads out there, they know that it really can affect a kid's life. So it's called Alaska Business Week because the base is about business, but it's really about life. And learning about yourself and making career choices and dealing with other people and networking with other people and growing up and being respectful and responsible and just a lot of things. So you really don't have to be all that interested in business to go.
It's not a nerd camp. I mean, it's not like,
no.
I know what I want to be when I grow up, and I'm very focused,
no.
and this is just going to give me some networking.
No, you don't have to be thinking that you want to go into business necessarily. In fact, a good percentage of the kids that go every year go because mom or dad or somebody tells them to go. And when they get there, we find that they're sort of grumpy and trying to slouch in their seats and fold their arms. And by, you know, 2 or 3 days in, they're having a fabulous time and loving it and taking responsible positions in their companies and wanting to come back next year. And just, yeah, I don't think we've ever met a kid that didn't have a fabulous time there.
So it's just the beginning of, oh my gosh, business week. That doesn't sound very sexy.
Exactly.
But it's similar to the arts camp here in Sitka, that kids are from all over the state.
All over the state and all levels and types of kids. It's not an exclusive camp at all. You don't have to have good grades. You don't have to apply as far as, you know, what characteristics do I have to get in. We have kids from, yeah, all grade levels, kids with disabilities, and they all do great. If they have a good time and they kind of chip in and do their part and take part, they're going to have a good time and they're going to do well.
And this takes place in Fairbanks.
At the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Uh-huh. So you get to be on a college campus and earn 2 college credits.
Oh.
Basically by being there and taking part.
So Business Week is June 1st through the 8th?
1 through 8. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You get to be on a college campus, probably stay in the dorms?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's a good atmosphere to begin with.
With resident advisors and eating in the cafe and getting to know the college. Yeah.
So what would the it sounds like an intensive week. So how did things get started?
Yeah, it's very busy. We get started by going to an assembly where, you know, you do the rah-rah and get everybody started.
A little icebreaker.
Tell them, don't close your eyes because this is going to be really exciting and you don't want to miss anything. And then we immediately break up into companies. And each company has a company advisor, so that's where I come in. And I really feel outclassed as far as company advisors because most of them come from Tesoro and Tote and ACS and there are some of the higher level people at these companies, and their companies allow these people to take 1 week to come to this camp because we learn something, but the kids really get exposed to some need people that are right up there in companies in Alaska, plus Richard Heritage that comes from Boeing. So these are really neat people that do a really good job of guiding the kids through the exercise of what they're going to be doing during the week.
It might be interesting after camp, they go home and they just sort of accidentally name drop the folks that they've worked with.
Yeah, I met so and so and so. Yeah, yeah. They will meet, and in addition to the company advisors, a lot of really neat people come in and talk to the kids. And again, from some of the bigger companies in Alaska, and Click Bishop, for instance, who was Department of Labor and now as a senator, has come historically and talked, and the kids have really liked him. Bernie Carl from the Hot Springs up there has come the last 3 years, and he's always really fun. So, yeah, absolutely. And they are open to talking to the kids, networking with the kids. I mean, if you say, I'd like to have a job with ACS, they are there and they will listen to you, and they know that not only did you take the time out of your summer to be at camp, but you are interested enough to come up and talk to me. Yeah, talk to me about a job. I mean, really.
So how do you get your kid involved in this camp?
The email, the address that they put on the flyer is uafleadership.com. If you don't remember that, just Google in Alaska Business Week and you'll get there. Or call Jennifer at the Chamber of Commerce, because it is an Alaska Chamber of Commerce program. Or call me at 738-3098, because I've been there. I can really talk to your kid and parents about what it's like.
And is since it's in Fairbanks, there's probably like tuition, and you have to actually get your child
get
to
there.
Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Is there sort of assistance?
Yeah, so tuition is $475, which is pretty reasonable and covers the whole week, food and everything. Yes, there's help with scholarships. The camp gathers lots of money so they can help. There's also local communities can come up with money. I know we had offers of tuition assistance last year. We didn't send any last year. We did the first 2 years. So if your kid wants to come and you really do need help, call the chamber or call the camp, and help will be available. Plus, if a lot of kids fly into Anchorage, or of course a lot of kids are from Anchorage, and the train gives them a free train ride from Anchorage to Fairbanks.
And that's an amazing train ride, actually.
And that's really fun. Yeah, the kids begin to bond on that, and yeah.
So is there a certain amount, only a certain amount of folks from each community that can attend, or is it sort of open enrollment?
No, at this point, it's totally open. It's totally open. So we've gotten kids from a lot of the rural communities, and that has been great. And, of course, a lot of Anchorage kids. But it's open to everyone. So a lot of homeschool kids have come, and I really encourage that, because they don't hang out with other kids as much, and so the kids and their parents are anxious for them to do things like that. And of course, earning more college credits is great, but no, we don't choose so many from each school or each community. It's just whoever wants to come can come.
Oh, that sounds like an amazing opportunity.
It's a really good camp. Keeps me going back, because it just is, you see so many lights come on and so many kids just having a wonderful time and really, really growing.
Well, Sheila, thanks for coming in and telling us about Alaska Business Week. And you'll be a company advisor there?
Yes.
Well, I hope you have a good week at camp as well.
I will. Thank you, Holly.